CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. Jason Brooks reports.
The Fed cut the federal funds rate for the first time since last December, lowering it by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25%, and is indicating 2 more quarter point cuts this year. The Fed says in the statement that while inflation has moved up and remains somewhat elevated, downside risks to employment have risen, with job growth substantially weakening in 2025.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Kash Patel was back for more questioning by lawmakers, many focused on the Jeffrey Epstein files. Scott McFarland reports.
Patel has been pressed several times today about why he hasn't released more of the Jeffrey Epstein case files, in part because Kash Patel was calling for just that before he became the FBI director and because the president campaigned on that. What Patel has argued is that he believes he is legally restricted from the release by court opinions. And the ranking member of this committee and this Democrat, Steve Cohen, have been pushing back on that, arguing that you called for the release of these records knowing what courts had ruled and that you're holding them back yourself.
The ousted CDC director was also on Capitol Hill, as Allison Keyes reports.
There were strong political headwinds as Republican Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen accused fired CDC Director Susan Menares of lying about a conversation with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He said he could not trust me.
No, the answer, ma'am, it was a recorded meeting.
But later, Republican Committee Chair Bill Cassidy said,
it's just been reported that Senator Mullen told reporters that he was mistaken.
The test to become an American citizen could be getting more difficult. Linda Kenyon has the story.
The new civics test will require applicants to study 128 questions about U.S. history and politics. They'll be presented with 20 of those questions when they take the test, and they must answer 12 of them correctly. New applicants must also show they have lived in the U.S. as lawful permanent residents for at least 3 to 5 years, and that they can read, write, and speak English.
The widow of Russian activist Alexei Navalny says she has more proof he was poisoned. Matt Piper reports.
In a video she released, his wife Yulia says biological samples from Navalny's body had been taken out of Russia and tested at 2 laboratories abroad.
Over the 3 years he spent behind bars, his conditions got worse and worse. They didn't just want to kill him, they tried to break him.
Navalny, who was 47, was serving a 19-year sentence on a string of charges widely seen as retribution.
The Kremlin has denied involvement in his death. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed after the Fed's decision. The Dow was higher by 260. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Almost 8.5 million gallons a year. That's how much water Microsoft's data centers in Mount Pleasant are expected to use. That's all according to a WPR report. The information was released after environmental groups sued the city of Racine for withholding the water use records. Racine officials say the delay was to review confidentiality agreements, but the data is now public. The data center construction is ongoing, and the water use falls within Racine's legal allowance to draw from Lake Michigan. Microsoft plans to finish the first phase by the end of 2026. Someone died this morning at the Palermo Pizza Factory on Milwaukee's southwest side. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The person's identity has not been released. Palermo says in a statement that it was a tragic workplace accident, and they promised to cooperate with officials and help the family and employees. Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner announced his office won't join the ICE 287 program, which would let local deputies handle immigration enforcement. The sheriff's office does still cooperate with ICE as required by law. They currently have 24 inmates on immigration detainers. Some businesses in Racine County can apply for economic injury loans from the SBA after last month's storms. The loans help businesses recover and are available in several counties. Kenosha County is not included. And international arrivals will be improved with a $95 million project now underway at Mitchell. The goal is to expand capacity at the airport to handle 400 international passengers an hour. That's triple the current rate. Construction is expected to take a couple of years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny in a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
News and timeless hits from the Turtles and Happy Together on WRJN. We just lost Mark Volman of the Turtles in the past couple of weeks. Well, we want to say happy birthday to Plato. That's right. Plato was first introduced this week in 1955. So Plato turns 70 years old. And since then, more than 3 billion cans of Plato have been created. And Plato was inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 1998. All the world, all the sun.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness. Get away.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photograph. So mama, don't take my kodachrome away. If you took all the girls I knew when I was single, brought them all together for one night, I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We are less than 1 hour away now from the 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1966. We're also going to recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. So tune in just after the 5 p.m. news for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate pecan kringle. This chocolate lover's dream has a filling of rich chocolate blended with fancy grade A pecans. It's topped with chocolate frosting and more crunchy pecan pieces. Do get one this week. Also featured, pumpkin pie slices. They're silky smooth, perfect spice, and by the slice priced. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you die. Man, the bailiff's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street. They'll never, never look back and think of something. I'll make you so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely. I'll make you die.
From 1956, it's Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel on WRJN. In the book called Untold Gold, the story behind Elvis's number one hits, it says that song was inspired by a 1955 Miami Herald story about a man who leapt from a hotel window after burning all the evidence of his identity. His suicide letter had a single line, "I walk a lonely road."
Something's wrong between us that
your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got genie on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
about a thing she saw.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, you can set a date with Terry Havel for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturday morning from 10 till 2. You can dive into the stories behind the hits, the legends, and even a few forgotten gems. It's music with meaning. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday mornings at 10 on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Almost 8.5 million gallons a year. That's how much water Microsoft's data centers in Mount Pleasant are expected to use. That's all according to a WPR report. The information was released after environmental groups sued the city of Racine for withholding the water use records. Racine officials say the delay was to review confidentiality agreements, but the data is now public. The data center construction is ongoing, and the water use falls within Racine's legal allowance to draw from Lake Michigan. Microsoft plans to finish the first phase by the end of 2026. State Senator Van Wongard says he hasn't decided if he'll run again. The 21st District Rep issued a statement yesterday as Racine Transit Director Trevor Young announced his run for the seat. Wongard says he expects to make a decision on whether he'll run for re-election by the end of the year. The 73-year-old Republican lawmaker said Democrat Young will vote in lockstep with everything the Democrats stand for, from raising taxes to allowing boys and girls locker rooms. Young held the announcement event yesterday alongside current lawmakers, including State Senator Kelda Royce and Dora Drake and State Representative Angela Cruz. He said at the event and in his campaign video, the current state of affairs isn't effective.
For far too long, the status quo has neglected us in Madison. Defunding public schools and local governments, hoarding taxpayer dollars instead of investing in our communities.
The 21st District was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. A program that would let local deputies handle certain immigration enforcement tasks under ICE supervision isn't going to be used in Kenosha County. Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not take part in the 287G program at this time, citing concerns about whether it benefits the community and taxpayers. The sheriff's office does cooperate with ICE when the law requires. They now have 24 inmates being held on immigration detainers. Racine County does not currently participate in the 287 program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
We'll be right back.
and timeless hits on WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And that music means it's time to check in with Diane Carlson. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, not just in Racine, but all over, fiber arts are having a moment. And grandma core crafts are seeing just a resurgence in popularity among millennials and Gen Zers. Now, this is great news for traditionalists who never stopped practicing or dabbling or just appreciating the classics like embroidery, knitting, crocheting, weaving, and quilting. Waterford has a wonderful quilt shop, the Creative Spaces Studio on Main Street. Sew and Save of Racine has supported quilters and sewers for ages, and now Racine can look forward to a new shop downtown. In October, Stitched Quilt Shop will open on 6th Street, which kind of further expands the Arts on 6th District that seems to be growing. And while you're waiting for Stitched to open, be sure to check out their neighbor, the Unraveled Creative Studio. Unraveled is about a year old, and they have a great mix of classes, clubs, and retail. Right now, they're offering half a dozen classes in knitting, crochet, weaving, and more. They have regular craft club meetings that offer guidance and company while you're working on your projects. Among those informal clubs are an early bird group, a queer craft club, and a happy hour. Gotta love the sound of that. That meet either monthly or semi-monthly. Their website is full of information at unraveledcreativestudio.com. We also have the Racine Public Library and Mocha Lisa Coffee House offering craft fiber art activities. It's a challenge to keep up with the many opportunities. We do our best to keep our calendar on RacineArtsCouncil.org updated. We accept free submissions, and if you're looking for an event in one of the fiber arts categories or others, that calendar can be filtered to help you find something that interests you. So check us out and make us your go-to guide, and enjoy some grandma core.
And one more time, that website is?
RacineArtsCouncil.org.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady,
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're also your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Your first place Milwaukee Brewers, your playoff bound Milwaukee Brewers, are back in action tonight to take on the Angels. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:05 and first pitch at 6:40. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Baseball tonight on WRJN.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big. During the Drive into Fall event, you will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Jackson, my tears.
hours, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and today we feature the class of 1966.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Fed lowered a key interest rate by a quarter point today. Analyst Dean Baker of Jerome Powell's thinking.
What he's looking at is, on the one hand, the clear evidence of inflation. Inflation is accelerating moderately. The main factor here is, of course, the tariffs, probably also deportations pushing up farm prices and many, many items. But the other thing that he's looking at is the weakness of the labor market.
It was the first cut this year. The Fed indicated two more cuts could be coming. Fired CDC Director Susan Menares was on Capitol.